Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Friel, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, ORPH ticker. Cahill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, it's a pleasure to talk.
Yeah, and today you've published very interesting results from the world's first COVID-19 characterization study, which was a partnership between HVIVO, Imperial College London, the Vaccine Task Force, Department of Health, Social Care, and the Royal Free London NHS Foundation Trust. So it's a big study, very important, and we'll get into that. Before we do, as always, Cahill, for people maybe just catching up and not quite that familiar with Open Orphan, just explain what the company's about, please, if you could.
Yeah, Justin, it's a pleasure. Look, briefly, Open Orphan is now the world leader in the testing of vaccines and antivirals. And what does that mean? We do clinical trials. So we're very much a cost plus. We have a fantastic business, fast growing, cash balances growing by the week, by the month, and profitable. And really, we're building a business now for the long haul. And the aim is, could we make it really big? So that's where we are, a lovely space to be. And today's announcement is part of that long haul of just continually growing, continually adding to the business.
Yeah. Well, explain this. So you announced this with the results from the COVID-19 characterization study this morning. What does this mean for Open Orphan then, Carl?
Yeah, look, simply, I know people have been waiting. I'm waiting, but this is a very important study. Like, we all know COVID, it's the first time in 100 years we've had a real pandemic, and hopefully another 100 years, but COVID's not going away. So our bread and butter is doing influenza studies, RSV studies, HRV studies, asthma studies, all sorts of respiratory studies and malaria studies. But we are going to be doing COVID studies. We had to kind of hold off till today. The problem with every one of our studies, we deliberately infect healthy volunteers to test a vaccine or antiviral. So today's study, really importantly, it's a world first. It's a partnership, and is it very clearly took a while to say absolutely perfectly safe. So that's really what says a COVID-19 characterization study is safe. That's our bread and butter. And now that's been now added to our list of challenge studies.
Excellent stuff. And so when do you plan to sort of initiate the next phase of the human challenge program then, Cahill?
Yeah, look, over the last 18 months, we've worked closely with the partnership with the Vaccine Task Force, the government, Imperial College, and the Royal Free. But that was very much government and university led. So it kind of goes at its own speed. We're more used to dealing with vaccine companies, pharma companies, biotechs, who, to be honest, probably move much faster. So the plan is now, hopefully, we're good to start working on contracts. The critical part, why we took our time as well, COVID, as we all know, is a dangerous and unpredictable. It's very clear now that COVID is a lot less pathogenic. That's a lot less dangerous with the arrival of Omicron. It's not going away. It's going to be with us for a very long time. So I would say we would be optimistic in the months ahead. Will be our plan to now start working on signing up COVID human challenge studies with commercial partners.
Yeah, absolutely. And where do these, you know, these studies sit? Are they still needed to approve, you know, new vaccines and antivirals?
Yeah, as I said, Justin, COVID is going to be, it's going to be like influenza. Look, the great news, I'm affirming the pandemic is over. COVID is now joining the list of common cold, influenza, RSV, things we can live with and things we have to deal with, but it's not going away. So yes, there's going to be an awful lot of new products every month, every year for quite a few years ahead. There'll be combinations. It'll be a flu, a jab with a COVID jab, or a COVID jab with a pneumococcal or whatever. So yeah, there's a lot of products coming down the track, many of them that needs to be tested. So yeah, so I think quite a few of them. And even more importantly, now that COVID's on the wane, it was easy to test vaccines in the community when everybody was getting it. Now that COVID is on the reduction, okay, beyond Omicron. So now it's a time for human challenge studies, because we can do in 3 months in our quarantine units what could take a year or two out in the field.
Yeah, understood. Understood. You said before Christmas that you had 95% of 2022 targeted revenues contracted. This was non-COVID revenue. Can we expect to see some COVID-19 revenue this year?
Yeah, well, we want to get everybody focused. I know I got a bit of flack. I didn't want people getting COVID bug and going mad, but I said, look, we were very much focused on it. By Christmas, we had 95% of our 2022 target already contracted, which is a great way to start here. And that was, we guided the market, that was non-COVID. So yes, look, we would be expecting it. We don't want people going wild, but watch this space. We are working. There's a lot of appetite for COVID commercial human challenge studies. So yeah, I'd say for everybody, let's give us some space and time now. We will do our best to sign up some COVID-19 human challenge studies.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, you know, the drill here, Carl, if you could, if someone's liking this but are not yet following the story, if you could, 3 bullet points while they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, we're very ambitious, growing very fast, with a lot of cash. The cash keeps building up. So this is a company we will never be fundraising again. It's handing back to our shareholders at the appropriate time. Second reason is I'm the largest shareholder by far. I keep adding to my position as of last June. So the entire management team would be probably we're the highest management team participating shareholder. And third, it's a fantastic space. Infectious disease is the new growth area for the next 5-10 years. So if I had to pick any area, I would be infectious disease. And Open Orphan is front and central testing products for infectious disease. So yeah, exciting days ahead.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's a tough market, but now is the best time to research, isn't it? When companies are not rallying strongly, this is the best time. It's been tough for, like I say, 6 to 8 months at least for the small cap, micro cap space in the UK, and sometimes that puts people off, but it should have the opposite effect, really, shouldn't it? This is the best time to research, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, look, my tick, Justin, I'm 57 this year. I started work at 16. I bought my first share in November 1981, pre-BT privatization. And then the market used to correct every 5 or 6 years with Black Thursday, Holy Monday, all this stuff. But I think where the market is now is correcting almost every 9-10 months. We're absolutely in a correction. But I think give us another week or two. My view is COVID's over. The pandemic is over. I don't think anything is going to go wrong in Ukraine. So those worries are there. Give us a few more weeks, I think, and the public markets will react. And I have a feeling we'll have a good run for another 6 or 9 months. And hey, presto, there could be a correction and come autumn, winter again. So I think those corrections that used to come every 7-8 years, they're now coming every 7-8 months. So I think in times like this, things are cheap. People have cash. It's a good time to get into the market. But yeah, people have got to be careful. But I'm very optimistic. I just think the public markets are a great place to be. And we've to sort of just bear with these little dips that are currently, and we're definitely a dip period. Yeah. But my belief is a month or two, the dip will have passed through and we'll be on an up run again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are lots of businesses out there. You know, the underlying businesses are improving. It's not being reflected in the share price. And to me, that's a good time to say, you know, do the research. So marvellous stuff. Kyle, good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, Spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.